Hello, everyone. This is Angel Avilas McClinton checking in at angelawakened.com. TGIF. This week, I got a ticket. And in LA, a parking ticket is not cheap. In LA, a parking ticket is $63. $63 for nothing. $63 because someone in the city of Los Angeles wanted to clean the street on the day that I wanted to park in that spot. My knee-jerk reaction was, of course, to complain. My knee-jerk reaction was, of course, to look for a way out, a way not to pay, a way to blame somebody for that $63 for nothing. But I'm not the kind of person to complain. Why? Because it's a done deal. The bottom line is I'm going to pay the ticket. Now, I'm not one to complain, but I'm sure most of us know somebody in our lives, somebody who's negative, that no matter what they have going on in their life, good or bad, they're going to find a way to complain about it. They're never satisfied. Nothing in life is good enough. I want to shout out this week to someone who is the complete opposite of that. I'm shouting out this week to Nikki and her beautiful daughter, Cecilia. Nikki emailed me this week to tell me about her daughter, who as a teenager was really, really inspired by the film Mi Vida Loca. Cecilia was a quiet girl who kept to herself. She really was inspired by the character's achievement, their level of success in spite of all of the challenges. She graduated high school and was going to film school. Cecilia, unfortunately, never made it past the age of 21 because she was tragically murdered. Now, I'm a mom and my daughter's 18 years old. I cannot even imagine. For those of you who are parents, spouses, siblings, cousins, for anyone who has loved and lost, you can relate to the tragedy that Nikki faced losing Cecilia. But Nikki wanted to encourage me. She wanted to reach out to me and tell me how grateful she was that I had participated in a project that had encouraged her daughter so much, that had influenced her daughter, that had inspired her daughter. Now, this is extremely humbling. But I'm inspired by people like Nikki. I'm inspired by people who, in spite of their tragedy, want to reach out, want to make somebody else feel good, want to touch somebody else's life. Thank you, Nikki, because people like you make a difference in my life. I'm not a person who's immune to tragedy. I'm not a person who's immune to sadness, immune to stress or anxiety. I will say this, though. I mentally train myself to be positive. I mentally train myself to be grateful because life is fleeting and it's really, really short. And I'm here to live long and good for as long as I can. For those of you who are out there who may be suffering, I want to, one, tell you that you're not alone. Number two, tell you that it's my firm belief that nothing can't be overcome, especially with help. And number three, to let you know that my thoughts are with you, that you also have my compassion. For those of you out there who are feeling good, go out there and encourage other people. Don't forget to tell the ones you love that you love them. For those of you who are on the fence, I hope that you can make the choice to be a positive influence in someone's life. That in the choice of complaining versus letting something go versus, hey, actually turning it into a good thing, choose the best, choose the highest you can do. Because as I mentioned, life is short. And we never know when our lives or the ones of the loved ones we have will be ended. Until next we meet, I'm wishing you the very best that life has to offer. Peace and blessings, as always, my friends. Bye-bye for now.